French search and rescue experts, along with DNA specialists, have arrived in Egypt at the request of the Egyptian government to aid in the investigation of Saturday's plane crash that killed 148 people. Efforts to retrieve bodies, wreckage, and the flight data recorder from Saturday's crash of a chartered Egyptian 737 airliner off the coast of Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh resort are being hampered by the fact the plane went down in hundreds of meters of shark-infested water. The jetliner, carrying 148 people, including 135 mostly French tourists and 13 crew members, crashed into the Red Sea shortly after takeoff Saturday morning, bound for Paris. Everyone on board was killed. Authorities say that while the investigation is just underway, radar information suggests the plane experienced mechanical problems before plummeting into the sea. Egypt's civil aviation minister, Ahmed Shafik, said Sunday that Egypt is asking France to help aid in the investigation.
بالاتصال بالإخوة عند الجانب الفرنسي المختصين الحقيقة إحنا طلبنا
Mr. Shafik says that by contacting their French colleagues to help provide technical expertise, he believes it will help speed up the investigation into the air disaster. In response, France dispatched a submarine robot and a warship equipped with sensitive sonar equipment to the Red Sea. French DNA experts were also arriving in Egypt to aid in the identification of bodies, along with accident inquiry specialists and diving teams. Transportation and federal aviation experts from the United States and the Boeing company that built the plane are also taking part in the investigation. A 10-square-kilometer area of the Red Sea is being searched by dozens of Egyptian naval vessels, several aircraft, and more than a dozen divers. Most of the passengers, including children, were on a New Year holiday tour that had been arranged by a French travel agency. Saturday's crash was Egypt's worst aviation disaster since an Egypt Air jetliner crashed in 1999 after leaving New York for Cairo, killing 217 passengers. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.